We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Mars Incorporated, makers of America's most enjoyable candy bars, presents
Good Time!
Makers of Milky Way candy bars welcome you to Curtain Time. Now that the month of May is here, the lobby is filled with brightly colored dresses. And here, almost lost in the crowd, is the well-known man about town, your host, Patrick Allen.
Good evening.
Well, Mr. Allen, what's tonight's theatrical fare?
It's a gay comedy romance, John, and I'm sure you'll like it. But there's the overture, so we'd better hurry inside the theater for tonight's production of Curtain Time.
Tickets, please. Thank you, sir. Seventh row center. Seats 7 and 8.
Thank you. Well, the lights will be dimmed in a moment, so let's look at our program. Harry Elders and Nanette Sargent, supported by the Milky Way Players, are starred tonight in Birds of a Feather. Mr. Elders plays the part of Chick Warren, and Miss Sargent is heard in the role of Pamela Gordon.
Good time!
Well, there's the call for the
Good
first act
time.
Of Birds of a Feather.
Good time.
The scene is the law office of Wilbur T. Carlson. At the moment, Mr. Carlson is engaged in a serious conversation with an attractive young woman by the name of Pamela Gordon.
But, Mr. Carlson, I don't understand.
You worked for Miss Georgia Clark for a number of years, didn't you, Miss Gordon?
Yes, I managed her shop for her.
Uh-huh, and apparently she thought a great deal of you. Enough, at least, so that I, as her lawyer, was asked to read you her last will and testament.
Oh, really? Somehow I just can't believe that Aunt Georgia's gone.
There are certain requests that I can explain to you later, Miss Gordon. But first, it's a request that you continue to manage her business, the Aunt Georgie shop, until we can locate Miss Clark's heir, one Charles Warren.
Charles Warren, did you say?
Yes, he's her nephew.
Oh, no.
You know Warren, Miss Gordon?
No, but I've heard Aunt Georgie speak of him. Chick Warren. Oh, I can't believe she'd leave the shop to him.
Peanut. That's what you've been working for, Chick. Peanut.
That's right, Augie. Maybe I like peanut.
Oh, don't be a dope. Now that you're back in town, you string along with little Augie here. I can put you on to some big dough.
Well, what's the racket?
Well, I got a proposition, Chick, but it takes a mighty smart cookie to handle it.
You didn't call me over to tell me that.
Well, now, Chick, the first thing is you ain't never going to get no place fooling around with them penny ante rackets.
Don't forget, Augie, they've all been legal.
Well, sure, but they ain't got no dough in them. Now, this one I got hotter than a $2 pistol. Of course, it ain't strictly legal.
Then it's out, Augie. Making easy dough is my racket, but the law's never been able to put the finger on me, and it's never going to.
Look, Chick, all you've been getting sucker money, and I say that's dumb.
Maybe so, but I'd rather be dumb on the outside looking in than play it your way and end up in the clink.
It wouldn't be a yellow streak, would it, Chick?
Take it easy, Augie. I've whittled down tougher guys than you for making cracks like that.
Well, I was only kidding, Chick.
Well, it seems you keep it that way.
Come in.
Hi, Augie.
Oh, hiya, Donovan. What's on your mind? You cops ain't got nothing on me.
Give us time, Augie. We'll get lucky one of these days.
You'll need lots of luck, copper.
I'm looking for a guy, Augie. Know a character named Chick Warren?
Well, no, I don't know, Donovan. What you want him for?
Oh, we just heard he was in town. Got orders to pick him up.
I'm Chick Warren.
Well, now, I got lucky pretty quick, eh, Augie? Okay, Warren, let's go.
Where to, copper? Oh, don't be silly, Chick. Where do you think a cop would take you? Always on the safe side, huh?
Well, Mr. Warren, I presume you've been wondering why I wanted to see you.
You can say that again, Mr. Carlson. First a cop and now a lawyer. I don't get it.
Perhaps I'd better explain.
I sure wish you would.
Yes. Do you know a Miss Georgia Clark?
Why, sure. That's my Aunt Georgie. But don't tell me Aunt Georgie's mixed up in anything.
How long has it been since you've seen her?
Oh, it must be 4 or 5 years now, I guess. The old lady didn't exactly approve of my... well, she was always talking about me going into business or something.
I believe you were her only living relative.
Say, you talk like she was dead or something.
Young man, this paper is her last will and testament.
Her will?
Yes. She leaves her entire business holdings to you.
You mean the shop?
It was her express wish that you take it over and run it.
Now, look, there's a catch in this. Nobody ever gave me something for nothing.
No. There's no catch to it. It's all yours legally.
Well, that's swell, Mr. Carlson, but I don't want to run any business.
Well, you can't very well refuse, Mr. Vaughn. The transfer of title has already been made.
Well, I'll be. The old girl certainly must have had it in for me. That's the payoff.
It's something funny.
Funny? You don't know how funny it is. Imagine me running a pet shop.
Good afternoon, sir.
Hello there. How are you?
Is there something I can show you?
Oh, I was just sort of looking around.
Perhaps you'd be interested in the Cocker Spaniel. Here's a beauty. Isn't she sweet?
Sure is.
And these canaries are...
Excuse me, but I was just sort of looking the place over.
Oh, I see.
Hey, you know, this is pretty swell at that. All these cats and dogs and birds and things.
Well, what did you expect to find in a pet shop? Giraffe?
You run this joint?
Well, yes, I'm the manager. The owner was Miss Georgia Clark, but she's not here anymore.
But if she's not here anymore, are you going to keep on running?
Probably, until the new owner is found. He's a relative of Aunt Georgie's. Her lawyer's been looking for him.
What are you going to do when they find him?
Well, I'll stay on for a while if he wants me to.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
Why, I expect to get married. The man I'm engaged to has been transferred out west. But why are you so interested in my affairs?
You like all these pooches and pussycats. You'd kind of miss them if you went away, wouldn't you?
Yes, I think I would.
Then you'll just have to stay here and work for me.
Work for you?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I never saw you before in my life. Who are you?
Just call me Aunt Georgie.
But that... Wait, are you...
I'm the long-lost relative. According to everything I've heard, this menagerie belongs to me.
Then you're...
Chick Warren. What's your name?
Why, I'm Pamela Gordon.
Well, I'm glad to know you.
Well, I suppose you'd like to look over the book.
I guess there'll be plenty of time for that.
Then there are a number of things you should know about the arrangements your aunt had.
Hey, you talk as though I was really going to run this place.
Well, but you have to.
What do you mean I have to?
It's what your aunt wanted, isn't it? And I can't...
You look like you've been doing all right. Why don't you keep on running it?
Oh, that's impossible, Mr. Warren. I've really decided to give up working and
I know. You want to get married. Well, I wasn't exactly planning to take over, personally.
Well, I suppose I could stay until you learn about taking care of the animals, feeding them and everything.
Well, in that case, you better take off your hat and stick around, because that'll take me the rest of my life. Hey!
Oh, that's only Susie licking your hand.
Susie, huh? Hey, kind of a cute pooch at that.
Oh, Susie's adorable.
Well, I never went for cats or dogs very much.
Oh, look.
What's she whining for and scratching on the cage?
Why, she wants you to let her out. Here, I'll open the cage.
Well, now, I...
There. Isn't she sweet? Here, you hold her.
Oh, now, just a second.
Go on, take her.
Well, Hey, she is kind of cute little devil. Is she always... Oh, come on now. Quit that. Look, you. Stop trying to chew my ear off.
She won't hurt you.
Okay, but... Gee, is this a laugh? Chick Warren playing patty cake with a cocker spaniel.
The curtain falls on the first act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Harry Elders and Anna Sargent with the Milky Way Players. And now... John Weigel.
No matter what your favorite relaxation may be, you will always find added enjoyment of a spring day or evening in the taste of a Milky Way candy bar. For a Milky Way is a luscious treat right from the moment you first sink your teeth through the thick milk chocolate coating. Then with each bite, you taste the rare flavor combination of the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. all melt together to make each enjoyable bite a real taste thrill, right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
There's the call for the second act of Birds of a Feather, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. Although Chick Warren has always tried to get money the easy way, he's always insisted on staying within the law. But Chick is faced with a new problem now. His Aunt Georgie died and left him a pet shop, which Pamela Gordon has been running. Well, it's now a couple of weeks later. Chick has dropped into a pool room, one of his old haunts.
Hiya, Chick.
Hiya, Butch.
How about shooting some pool?
Oh, thanks.
Hey, fellas, look who's here. Aunt Georgie.
Shut up, Butch.
I hear you got yourself a pet shop to run, Chick.
Who said I was going to run it?
Look, you wouldn't be walking out in a gang, would you?
Anybody say I was?
Maybe I'm saying it. Always thought you was kind of yellow.
Lay off, Butch.
Hey, look who's telling me to lay off.
Now, look, you're...
Suppose you just look, Aunt Georgie. Or maybe I ought to call you Boydie.
I'm warning you, Butch.
Boydie? Hey, that's good. Sweet, sweet Boydie. Ha, ha, ha.
Okay, you ask for it. All right. Anybody else want to say something?
You'll be sorry you swung me, Chick. You'll be sorry.
The only thing I'll be sorry for is that I ever got mixed up with a lot of mugs like you.
Oh, I don't make
And get this. Maybe I like the animals in that pet shop better than I like some people I know. And if I want to run a pet shop, I'll run it, see? Sugar, Miss Gordon?
Thank you. Mr. Warren.
What's on your mind?
Well, perhaps this isn't the best time to bring it up. We both shouldn't be out to lunch together. And...
Didn't we put up a sign on the door saying out to lunch?
Well, just the same.
What were you going to say?
Well, I still haven't decided whether I should stay on at the shop or not.
That boyfriend of yours itching for wedding music and old shoes and rice?
Well, that's partly it. He's being transferred west and... Mr. Warren, this isn't very easy to say.
Oh?
I've heard several things that...
Something about me?
Well, yes.
Go on.
Richard has told me that...
Richard, the one and only?
He's my fiancé.
Mm-hmm.
And he's heard that you've been, well, mixed up in some racket.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
Then it's true?
Huh, that all depends. Some folks like Richard would say I've been in some racket. On the other hand, except for a couple of parking tickets, I've never broken a law in my life.
Oh, I see.
Besides, what's that got to do with the pet shop? I made you a business proposition, Miss Gordon. Half the profits if you'll stay and manage the shop.
Well, yes, but I...
What's your boyfriend say to that?
Well, just that...
Come on, come on. I can take it.
Well, he says he won't have me working for a hoodlum.
You know, that boyfriend of yours sounds just a little damp behind the ears.
No, Mr. Warren.
But look, you haven't told me what your idea in this whole thing is.
Well...
What is it?
Well, I'm not quite sure, and... Oh, goodness, look at the time. We simply must get back to the shop.
Well, Miss Gordon, I've made up my mind.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
About what?
Well, maybe it's not enough just to be inside the law. From now on, I'm strictly legitimate.
Oh, I'm so glad you decided that, Mr. Warren. And I know your Aunt Georgie would be, too.
Okay. Now you and I are really going to run this joint.
Oh, not me. The shop is your responsibility. I've decided to leave.
Oh, but who's going to feed Susie? And what if Molly has kittens? I've never had kittens in my life, and... You just can't walk out on me now.
But I've never had kittens either. And I told you I had other plans.
Look, Miss Gordon, you've got to stay for a while. Why, I might blow my top if some of the goldfish come up with a mumps, or if those two vest pocket parrots start to scream.
And they're not parrots. They're parakeets. Lovebirds.
Oh. Well, you can't go away and leave them without a chaperone, can you?
Oh, Mr. Warren, you've got to take me seriously. And there's one thing you simply must know about because your Aunt Georgie was always most particular about.
What's that?
The annual dinner of the Bird Lovers Society.
The Bird Lovers Society?
Yes. You'll be expected to make a speech.
Oh, no, you don't. This is okay, but making a speech, that's out.
But you'll have to.
You know, maybe this racket is a little out of my line. I thought I could swing it, but making speeches...
Someone just came in. Shall I?
Yeah, you better see what they want. I'm not quite on speaking terms with all of our feathered friends.
Good evening. Can I show you something?
I want to see the boy.
Oh, just a moment, please. Someone to see you, Mr. Warren.
Hiya, chick.
Hello, Butch. What do you want?
I don't want no canary.
Come on. What's this all about?
Well, I guess you know Augie's pretty sore at you.
What I do is my business, so where does Augie come in?
Well, he figures maybe now he can use this plant of yours.
This place is on the level, and I'm having no part of Augie or any of you guys.
Augie figures different, chick. This place will make a swell front for him and the boys, and right now he's got use for it.
Well, you can tell Augie I've got no use for him.
Augie figures maybe he'll be going into business himself, see? Well, you got a nice warehouse. And who'd go looking for stuff in the warehouse of a pet shop?
You go back and tell Augie I'm not playing ball.
It's going to make him awful short.
I don't care. It's no dice.
And I ain't forgetting I owe you something, too, chick. I told you you'd feel sorry you socked me.
You go back and tell Augie not to get any ideas about this place. Is that clear?
Sure, but it ain't going to be clear to Augie. You're asking for trouble, chick, but it's up to you. So long, boydie.
So long.
Mr. Warren, what did that man mean when he said he was going to make you sorry for something you did?
Don't you worry. He didn't mean a thing.
But what he said was blackmail. Can they force you to do anything?
Nothing I don't want to do.
But there are laws against things like that.
Sure, there are laws, but these boys make up their own rules. Only don't worry. And, say, is it all right for a guy to change his mind again?
I don't know what you mean.
Well, I've been on again, off again, Finnegan about this pet shop ever since it was dumped in my lap, but... if these guys want to play games, I think I'll choose upsides and get into it.
Oh, isn't it likely to be pretty tough?
It'll be for keeps. But I'm going to see it through. That is, I will if you'll stick around and help.
I
know. It sounds as though I'm asking you to walk into trouble, but... well, somebody's got to take care of the pussycats while I take care of these mugs. What do you say?
All right, Mr. Warren, I will.
Well, and say, call me Chick. Or even Aunt Georgie. It would sound all right coming from you.
Before we bring you the third act of tonight's Curtain Time play, starring Hattie Elders and Nana Sargent with the Milky Way Players, here is John Weigel.
These May Days, boys and girls in school, men in offices, and women at home will all stop often to enjoy the delightful taste of a Milky Way candy bar. For a Milky Way is one of those rare little treats that is always a pleasure, no matter where you are or what you are doing. You begin to enjoy a Milky Way the moment you first open the crisp wrapper and notice that enticing scent of fine, pure milk chocolate. Then, with each enjoyable mouthful, you taste the thick milk chocolate coating, the golden layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the soft chocolate nougat center, richly flavored with real malted milk. It is the combination of the milk chocolate, creamy caramel, and soft nougat that gives you that rare taste blend you will find only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
Good time!
There's the call for the third act of Birds of a Feather, brought to you by the Milky Way Players. When the petty crook Chick Warren used to run around with found out he had inherited a pet shop, they decided to use the place as a warehouse for stolen goods, in spite of the fact that Chick has never engaged in any illegal activity. But he decided to accept the challenge. And Pam Gordon? Well, she's staying on to look after the pets. It's now Monday morning, 3 weeks later. Chick enters the shop.
Hiya, Pam.
Hello, Chick. How are you?
Well, a great little old Monday morning, too, isn't it? Well, what do we do first? Open up a veil of bird seed? Okay, Susie, okay. I'll come over and say good morning. Well, now, how's my baby, huh? How are you?
Chick, I think it's wonderful the way you've taken hold of this place in just 3 weeks.
Well, I'm a smart guy.
Did pretty well yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Yesterday? Oh, you mean that.
Yes, I mean that.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a guy taking a walk in the park, is there?
No, and I'm sure Susie enjoyed her outing, too. You and Susie have become pretty good friends, considering you didn't like dogs when you first came here.
Well, I guess I've always just sort of been allergic to cages.
Say, you haven't forgotten tonight's the night, have you?
Tonight?
You know, the Bird Lovers Society dinner, and your speech.
Gee, Pam, do I really have to?
Well, you should. Your aunt wouldn't have missed it for anything. And now that you're...
Okay, now that I'm Aunt Georgie.
Oh, Chick.
Now what have you remembered?
Chick, last night I happened to walk past the shop, and that man, the one who came here to see you...
Butch?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He was out in front trying to see through the window.
Well, don't worry about him, Pam.
Well, just the same...
Those guys won't do anything. If they do, well, I'm set for them.
Hiya, Chick.
Oh, hello, Donovan. What do you got to say on behalf of the police force?
Nothing special, but ain't you a little off the beaten track?
Just because I'm headed for the Ladies' Aid Clubroom?
Well?
My friend, I'm one of the guests of honor at the dinner the Bird Lover Society is tossing tonight.
So that's the reason for the soup and fish, eh?
Yeah. How do I look?
Very pretty. But look, you wouldn't be kidding me, would you?
Oh, honest Injun, I wouldn't. For once, Chick Warren and the cops are on the same side. And hey, come on in.
What for?
I'm going to make a speech. Well, that is, Susie and I are going to make a speech.
You mean you're taking that pooch in with all those birds?
Just bird lovers, Donovan, no birds. And the pooch goes any place I do, or I don't go.
And why don't you let the pooch make the speech?
Yes, I'm coming. Chick, is that... Oh.
Where's Chick Warren?
Why, he's not here.
Then we'll wait for him. Come on in, boys.
Okay.
But I don't know when he'll be back. You see, he...
I don't see nothing. All I know is we got business with Chick. Is that right, boys?
That's right.
This is Augie, the boys.
But he told you he didn't want anything to do with you.
When'll he be back?
I told you I don't know.
Well, it don't matter too much if he don't come back.
Didn't I tell you this was a pretty swell layout, boys?
Look, sweetheart, what you got stored in the warehouse and back?
Oh, why nothing. But we're expecting...
You got a key for us?
Yes, we keep it locked.
Then give me the key.
What do you want it for?
Give me the key. I got a few things I want to put in there, that's all.
But Chick said you can't use it.
Come on, where's the key?
I won't give it to you.
Look, boys, we can't let that truck sit out in front of all night.
Okay, we don't need no key. Butch, take the truck around and back, bust the lock in, and unload the stuff inside.
Okay, boys. You see, sister? That's the way to do things.
Hey, look, sweetheart, where do you think you're going?
Why, I... Oh, you've got a gun.
Stay away from that phone.
But you
just
can't...
Just don't do nothing foolish, baby, and you'll be okay. So far, this is just between me and Chick.
Well, just the same...
You know, you're kind of a cute cupcake, and I'd hate to have to muff up your frosting.
But you can't just come here and break into our warehouse and... What are you putting in there?
Just a few little trinkets I want to put away for safekeeping for a while, that's all.
Oh, Chick.
Oh, hiya, Chick. What are you doing here, Augie? What are you holding a gun on her for?
She had an idea she wanted to talk to somebody on the telephone.
Look, Augie, what's the pitch?
I'm using your warehouse, Chick.
That other man's out there now, Chick. I'm loading something.
Augie, you're not using the warehouse now or any time.
Now, listen, Chick, I'm even willing to cut you in.
I don't want any part of it.
But it's just a few little hot pieces I'm saving for the right market. Gotta store them someplace till I can move them, ain't I?
No dice, Augie. This is Aunt Georgie's pet shop as long as I'm running it. And it's not going to be a cover joint for you or anybody else.
Hey, Chick, I thought maybe you were going to be reasonable. But I see I got to do a little persuading. I'm using the warehouse.
No, you're not.
Oh? Well, now, maybe a little working over might change your mind. Huh?
I doubt it.
Get up against the wall.
But, Chick, what are you going to do?
You keep out of this, sister.
I got all this stuff on it, boy.
Okay.
Well, now, Chick got back, huh? Hiya, buddy.
He ain't playing ball, Butch.
Oh, gee, that's too bad. Going to work on him, boss?
What do you
think? Great. But I owe this punk something. Let me mush him up a little, huh?
Pooch.
I'll say I am.
Why, you...
Hey, look at that. That pooch is trying to bite me. Why,
don't you dare hit that dog.
I'll beat that first brains off.
You'll do nothing of the kind. And put that gun down.
Aunt Georgie!
Oh, but it can't be. She's dead.
Young man, I'm the livest ghost you ever laid eyes on.
Hey, what is this?
What do you mean, you're a life ghost?
That's none of your business. A car with some friends watching this whole thing.
What's that got to do with us?
My friends are the mayor and four policemen.
Augie, cops!
Come on, Butch, we got to...
Not so fast, Augie. I'm sure those coppers would like to see what you got out in the warehouse.
Augie, we
got to shoot our way out of this.
Come on, Augie!
Butch, before they take you in, I got something to say to you. It was Bertie you called me, wasn't it?
Oh, gee, Chick, I was only kidding.
Well, I'm not. And here's a whole fistful of Bertie's for you to listen to.
Charles, that was a beauty.
And, Georgie, I still don't get it. You're supposed to be dead.
Well, I never was more alive in my life. But, Pamela, dear, how are you?
Fine, Aunt Georgie. And you look wonderful. Did you have a good rest?
Rest? Say, what is this?
Charles, I got sick and tired of seeing you make a fool of yourself.
Well...
You're a bright boy, Charles.
Oh, thanks, but...
You just needed some responsibility, something to knock some sense into that hard head of yours. I'm glad to see my plan work.
Then this was all a gag?
Well, you might call it that. Of course, Pamela was here to take charge if anything went wrong.
But everything worked perfectly.
Oh, I knew that when I heard Charles' speech at the dinner tonight.
You heard that?
I was in the mayor's box in the balcony.
Well, I'll be.
I wouldn't miss a bird lover's dinner for anything.
Well, I guess that's that. Oh, but look, Aunt Georgie.
Yes, Charles?
I'm not leaving this pet shop without taking a certain girl with me.
Well, now I know you've got some sense. Pamela, you don't know how happy I am to hear you're not going to marry that stuffed shirt Richard.
Well,
I... Yes, sir. Susie goes wherever I go.
So that's the girl you meant.
Charles, you're an idiot.
He is not.
So you are also an idiot, Pamela.
That's not true.
This is your pet shop, Charles, and you'll have to run it.
Oh, but Aunt Georgie, I...
Oh, I knew that if I tried to get you to do it, you wouldn't. That's why I died and willed it to you. And as for you, Pamela...
Yes, Aunt Georgie?
If you have an ounce of sense, you'll take that cocker spaniel and put it back in its cage. Charles can't hold you both.
But...
Goodbye, children. I'm going away on a long vacation.
Goodbye, Aunt Georgie.
Goodbye.
Huh. Well, how do you like that?
Well, I don't know, but... Come here, Susie. Into your cage, baby.
Hey, Pam. Listen to those two... para what?
They're parakeet chicks. You know, lovebirds.
I'll say I know. And if those birds are really smart, they'll pull up a perch and learn something. Because this, sweetheart, is the way it's supposed to be done.
The curtain falls on the last act of Birds of a Feather. Another Curtain Time play brought to you by the makers of Milky Way Candy Bars. Tonight, Curtain Time starred Harry Elder as Dick Warren and Manor Sergeant as Pamela Gordon. The supporting players were Martin Wallace, Sidney Elstrom, George Caesar, and Mary McKinley. The script was by Richard Marinus. The Curtain Time music is arranged and conducted by Bert Farber, and the entire production is directed by Harry Holcomb. And now, here are the stars of Curtain Time with a word about next week's play.
Well, Pat, next week I'm a young movie actor who likes to be romantic.
And I'm the girl whose father likes to play the saxophone.
And the play's called Casanova on the Mountain.
Well, you obviously haven't told me everything. So I'll be here next Saturday when the curtain goes up.
Bye.
Thanks and good night, Nana Sargent and Harry Elders.
Good night.
Now I'll join this gay theater crowd as it leaves the merchandise mart. Many on their way to the exciting after-theater spot here in Chicago. Until next week, then, this is Patrick Allen reminding you of your date every Saturday, same time, same station, when the makers of Milky Way candy bars present...
Good time!
Each week, Mars Incorporated brings you two great shows over NBC. On Monday night, be sure to hear Dr. IQ, the Mental Banker. And next Saturday, be with us again for Curtain Time. Remember, when you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.